Okay, Simon Kuf Yud, Halacha Yud Dalid, page Samach Beis. Samach Beis. Roy Luchol Yorish Maim Shehu Biatzmi Omid Mashkiach Biathias Hamatzis Shaloi. Every Yorish Maim should be involved, should stand and Mashkiach and pay attention. Simon Kuf Yud, Halacha Yud Dalid, page Samach Beis. So Roy Luchol Yerushmaim Shehu Biatzma Oimir Mashkiach Basias Bafias Hamatzah, so every Yerushmaim should pay attention and should be involved in making his own matzahs. Ula Haziram Shiyasu Bizrizus Uve Hashgocha, should be done with diligence and with care, with oversight. V'chein hoyu oisim gdoli Yisrael ha-Rishoidim Tzorim Levracha V'chein oisim gam bizmanenu. You always hear it's a very big union to go and bake matzahs. You always hear about all the different groups, different Rosh Yeshivas, and every yeshiva they go there. Not every yeshiva, but I remember in Chaim Berlin, they never heard them go big matzahs. But now in my days, all the years, I never heard of such a thing that the Rebbeim and the Talmidim and the Rosh Yeshiva went to big matzahs. Maybe they did, I just didn't know about it.
That's probably changed.
And then when I went to Torah V'das, the first year, all of a sudden I hear this chabur, that chabur, everyone is going, and then the boys go together, and then they have even training sessions at night, late at night. They come, they bring flour and flour and water and rollers, and they're on the dining room. You're not allowed to go to the group. You cannot participate unless you first have training. They don't want you to come there as a shemazel and make everything chametz. You have to come and practice. And then they put up a big sign that said, if you want to come make matzah, you must go to mikvah. This group. So a lot of people, forget it, I'm not going. What? No, they wanted to serve. There were certain groups. They had very high standards. You want to be part of this group, you have that. And then I told this to my mother, Allah Hashem, I says, you ever hear such a thing? They were babe, they go make matzahs? Says, of course, my grandfather used to also go every year. I never knew this. My grandfather also used to go every year and bake matzah. It was a very big thing. And here it says, there's such a thing that you should go and you should be involved in the baking of your own matzahs. Let's take a look. Of course she is. No, these are just this chassid Torah V'das. Then now also it was. There's a mix of chassidim. Chassidim. They have a taruvis. A taruvis of chassidim, misnagdim, and sometimes the chassidim prevail upon the misnagdim. You know the story with the malachim? You know what the malachim are? The malachim in the 30s? They what? They were extremists. They were a group of people in the yeshiva who called themselves the malachim. Torah V'das. This was in the 30s. And they were extremists. They were prushim. They didn't eat. They didn't take showers. I asked someone who knew about this in detail. He told me they didn't take showers the whole week. That was part of the cult. It was a cult. They have a group. Oh, they have malachim really in today, Eretz Yisrael? Really? They have today such a thing? I thought it died out. So there was a Williams arrest, but there's nothing like that in America today. It's the best of my understanding. So this group of people, they call them Malachim, and Rav Shraga Feivel Mendelovich, he wanted to throw them out because he felt that they're ruining the yeshiva. And there was a big discussion. The board did not want to throw them out because how can you throw out Talmidim? Every Talmud is tuition. How can you throw a Talmud out of a yeshiva? So he went to a Din Torah to Rabbi Baum. I think his name was Baumel or Bauman. This is Baumel. This is the grandfather of the father-in-law of Rabbi Lamb. Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb from the Chancellor of YU is his father-in-law, and he was then a very prominent Rav, and he paskin that the yeshiva is allowed to throw them out. Rav Shraga Feivel Mendelovich, he won the Din Torah, and he was allowed to throw out these Talmidim who called themselves the Malachim because he felt that they were going to ruin the yeshiva in their extreme minhagim. Okay, going back to the baking of the mats. Let's see over here on the bottom. On the bottom, we have over here ois Ois Yud Ches. Ois Yud Ches on page Samach Beis. Chu Biatzma Omid Ein Biber Hetev B'Shem HaRizal. Sheyatriach Odom Biatzma B'Matzah Shol Mitzvah. A person himself should, if he can, should be Matriach in the Matzah Shol Mitzvah. Ad ki yischanem viazia ariza sweat. He should sweat, and that sweat is dust, gold dust. Vezet tikun lehoitzah le lehoitzia zer levatola. That is a tikun lehoitzah zera levatola. Ve'ayin b'shut avnei nezer le ha goin hakadosh ha'admor ma hara. Me Sachachov, okay, Sachachov, Shehis Masmer Me'oid Almash Nifat Sadover Shein and Oifin Amatzos Kol Balabais Liatzmo. He was very upset, he was very disturbed concerning this, that today people are not Nizer to make the matzos themselves, Kimi Kedim, like it was in the olden days. Virak Echod Oifel Le. Limkar, one person bakes to sell to the tzibur. V'darko shel ha'ifah shein mashkiach kol kach. And what is the chasarin? Is that if no one is really watching what's going on, then all of a sudden all these leniencies they prop up. Al hamatzos v'mnei she usher kol magmosay k'day l'mayit b'hoitzos, because one person doing himself is only minimize expenses. Umizuter mash amar bedrash. Is it zuter? Is it small? Is it insignificant? Says in Chazal b'schar she toichanim v'loshin es hamatzos, in reward for kneading and grinding the matzos, ve'im ki b'tchina kosher hadavar al kopanim be'ikar matzos shimur. Here's a shimur delisha. Lama nimahid. Why should we diminish this meaning? So there was the measure here. The measure here talks about the chashivas of grinding the flour and kneading the dough. And even though today that we can't do the tchina, the average person today does not do the tchina. All the tchina is done today. I think he told me, Rabbi Kalish told me, all the grinding for all the mats made in America is in one place in New Jersey. He all done one place. So no one today is going out to the factory to watch them grind the flour. But at least when it comes to kneading of the dough and putting dough into the oven, so that at least we can participate. The imki, even though it's true that betchina kasha hadav akopana beikar matz mitzvah shimor the lisha of the guarding the dough when it's needed. Lomanamait. Why should we do it? V'upamachas b'shana gezuntai. It's only once a year. V'koyin matz mitzvah. What do we do? B'chaytiv. What do we do? We are not careful. We chap. We buy in a grocery store the matz me'ashuk b'chaytiv mitzvah. We grab the mitzvah me'ashuk v'hevi divrei hazara kodesh. And he brings Zerah Kodesh, the Iker Hadin Beresh Hashanah, Laman de la Shakal, Michla de Asvasa, Ayin Sham. That the Iker Hadin Berosh Hashanah Luman, I'm not sure what this means. The Iker Hadin Berosh Hashanah Luman Deloy Shakel Michla De Asvasa. Now, Ayin Shem Dera Kadeshim, what does that mean exactly? I don't know, maybe the Rosh Hashanah refers to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah. And the Michla De Asvasa means the bread of healing, I think it means. Michla das Vasa, which is matzah. Ayin Shem Dever HaKadoshim Mishmanu Mizignei Talmidei Chachamim Shazel Zehu Kavonas Maran Val Divrei Chaim B'Tshuvasai She'ir Al HaMatzahis Mei HaMechunois. He is very upset about the matzahs, the machine matzahs. The main reason why he objected to machine matzah is because it lacks the participation of the tzibur. The Kosav Shem She'yesh Loi Tamim B'Mus Tam Kemusim, hidden reasons, vein legalis, vihevi kein mechatunasai hagoin of Baruch, he brings out from his mechutanoi, his mechutin, hagoin of Baruch Tam, shematin beze ein legalis rak lipsak, did not to reveal. Okay, so he's saying over here some very mystical things, so I have no idea what he's talking about. I think over here that it appears to be one of the reasons why he was upset while making machine matzahs is because he's dealing with machine matzahs, there's no participation. And it's a beautiful meeting in Klal Yisrael that there should be participation in the making of the matzahs. Next, halacha yutes, umashkiach basiyas matzah. A person every yerushimayim should be mashkiach, shall participate in the making of the matzahs. I mishil b'shivoli laket, hevi mishut hagoinim v'afilu noshim yitzol ukevet shalo yilamdu in yoni pesach ein maminim lochem l'nyan afiyah v'lishas matzahs. That you should not allow women. Boy, don't say this today. Okay, today, you know, you should know the trend indeed has changed. They didn't learn all the laws of matzah. Mishum the harbe devarim lo yalu alev hanoshim shuhu mimutur. It's not mutur, v'sim d'b'shivoli laket b'chazal. Midivrei Rabbi Seinu Anu L'Olam Dim Shafal Pish Shekam Advarim Hoyil Adam Yochel Lasetz Na Yidei Hanoshim. Even though there are many that women can do, Mikol Malkam Tzarech Adam Lizar Bohen do it himself. Uvamesh Yochel Hachem Eino Roy Lahakel Yishnapi Lenient Vehuva Gam Chagakov Vemishnabur Vekosav Tzarech Davka Debonim Talmidei Chachamim. You have to have men who are Talmidei Chachamim Lamod Aleim to guard them. Liashkech B'Shas Malachim to make sure they do it in Kedas Uchadin. Ve'ayim B'Shud Beis David. She believed. Can you buy from her shmur matzah? Then the kama raios demonos. There are many reasons why it's mutter. Ulumasam. Hey, the kama raios. She's not nemenes.
He's no longer alive.
He's only so the wife owns. Okay.
No, it's owned by her.
It's all better, right?
So he obviously, but she's probably, they have hashkoch there also now, and they're obviously they have many men that are involved in the making of the matzah there. Because that thing, but this used to be, this became a very big issue years ago, until not so long ago, most of the shmur matzah was done by Russian women. Minimum wage workers,
right.
and they even had problems, scandals every so often, the people that were making the matzah were not even Jewish. And if they're not Jewish, then it's not Yotza. You can't be L'shem, it has to be L'shem Matzah Mitzvah. So if you're not Jewish, you're tripping on people, you're charging them $27 a pound, and it's not even Shmur Matzah. It was not made with Kedusha, L'shem Matzah Mitzvah. And even if they are Jewish, what kind of Matzah is that? You're paying $27 a pound, the people that are making the Matzah Mechal Shabbos? Is that really a tam? $27 a pound? So this was hush, hush, hush. No one knew about this. You're able to get away with it. You're able to charge outrageous amounts of money. The minimum wage, they'll pay these people below minimum wage. They got away with it. Hush, hush. But today they can't get away with it anymore. Today it's already, it's out of the open. And today people will take a lot of the matzah back. They have bachrim. They have young boys. Everyone shomer Shabbos. It's a whole different standard today. It's a whole different standard. And today, again, it's a different standard than they have. People who are baking the matzahs are definitely in a higher caliber than what was very common years ago. Halacha tes vav. Hamatzah shehem letlotzeis pemidei chayvus achilas matzah b'shtei leilos rishonos nikros matzahs mitzvah. The matzahs we eat the first two nights matzahs mitzvah. The tshichem lasoitzim l'shem mitzvah l'shem mitzvah al yedei Yisrael gadol who is an adult ben das shehu ben elish shloish asa shanav yemechad at least 13 years in one day v'isha bash shteim asa shanav yemechad uvechol hasios yemechad. Even when you draw the water, kol hadinim shekosavnu beinyan afias matzah zeh leminogenu shoyfen akol lifnei haPesach before Pesach. Avu mokam adchak shoyfen gam baPesach yesh bezeoid chumros yiseros al mashe kosavnu. Then it's even more chamor because you can't let there be any leftover that turns into chametz, and there's also no bittul. There are no leniencies, and maybe the dough, maybe there were some particles of dough that would not perfectly, that they turned into chametz that got mixed inside into the dough. That we can rely upon bittul when it's before Pesach, but on Pesach you can rely upon bittul. V'chein hanoyagim lafos matzos mitzvah be'er Pesach le'achatos hayom tzrichim zihirus yisera. Okay, let's see all of these shorim. So a lot of things over here on the bottom. Be'chof matzos sheheim lotzei sidei chayvas achilas matzah b'sefer madane Shmuel hetekam. Kamach yiluke dinim b'din matzahs mitzvah hamifuzarim b'shulchan aruch v'shar poiske v'ani over achrav kilikutei basa likutei. I'm going to be like the gleaners who come after the gleaners. I want to present for you over here some of the ikarim with regard to matzahs mitzvah. I'm going to quote Rak Mash and Nafkamina Bismanenu the Oisif Oid Mash and Imsa Bishuva Swachar. And by the way, mentioned over here when it comes to the very Khidish, he said in the Kishach Marach that the boy just needs to be 13 years in one day, and a girl also 13 years in one day. I've heard and I've read 12 to a girl 12 years old in one day. I've heard stories with the Machmed that no, 12, 13 is not enough, because 13 doesn't mean that they really brought Shtei Saras. It's only a suffix. So when it comes to Rabban, they're good enough. But when it comes to a Daraisa, so you go to a matzah baking factory, there are definitely matzah baking factories that will not allow a boy who is 12 years, 13 years old in one day to participate. They will demand that he be at least 18 years old. The man will be a little bit older, so he should have to show you bring it down. Yishav, Yishav over here leads to two sirens. A Ben Das. Oh, so a Ben Das, even if he's 80 years old.
They let them take the matzahs to deliver to the other.
They let them bring matzahs.
They
don't make that. But Tursky is machbid on this. He's machbid on a boy, 13 years old.
The boys or girls.
He's machbid. They can't do matzahs. Even Wakitanim? What do you mean?
They take the matzahs from the rollers
to bring it to the oven, but not to put it into the oven. But those people, they're probably even children he lets.
Yeah.
Even children. But what is his policy with regard to a boy who is 14 years old?
No problem.
He's not makbid on this. No. Okay, good.
Another thing that I think the makel is to put the kemach, you don't have to be a gadol.
What do you mean, to add the water?
To take the flour and put it into the...
Into the container.
There's no big
problem. But when you add the water, for the moment the water has to be done properly. But the transfer of the flour from the that's not a problem. Okay, let's take a look at what it says over here on the bottom. Next, Aleph. Number one is matzois achilas mitzvah achilas matzah yotzim dechavasim mechamisha minedag. Number one, 5 types of grain. The Elohein, chitim wheat, sun barley, kusmas spelt, shibola shulis oats, shipon is rye. Vaminag lika chitim, the minig is wheat, wildefisha, mistamahu, chaviv leroy ben adam. It's most people enjoy wheat more than other types of grain. Uverav, kosav, dechamosha, mitzvahim, chamesha, mini model zaisimar. Just like we have a rule, when it comes to moror, we only need to eat one kezayis of moror, and you are allowed to combine different minim, different types of moror for the shir kezayis. Who adin shemitzdarvim kol chameishas mine dogon lekezayis matzah. New business, or may go to business. Multi grain matzah.
They have to, because even when you buy full wheat matzahs,
no, not whole wheat matzahs. Yeah. It's
it
not
whole. Be whole wheat because it doesn't stick. You can't.
You have to add some other things into it also.
You buy a 5-grain bread for
yes,
example.
Yes, 5, yeah.
It's not usually, sometimes it's not baked, it's just pressed together.
Aha, uh-huh, it doesn't mix together.
Right? If you buy various grain breads. So it's hard, you can't...
Multi-grain. So he says a chiddush that you can combine together different types of shemit. Start from by kol chameishas minidogim lekezayis matzvah in kosef haran asham ayin b'nachasinah. So today there's a lot of people are allergic. I mean, kol, what kind of matzah do you have? What kind of matzah do you eat?
Oat matzah.
Oat matzah. Where do you get that from?
It's available.
It's available? Who makes? What do you particularly get?
In Britain, they make it.
In America, do they make?
No, they don't. I mean, they say it's only one or two companies, but it's basically in London.
Hand matzah or machine matzah?
They make a hand matzah, but you don't want to try it.
It's like sawdust.
No, it's worse than that. It's three hand matzahs for $25, and you don't know that they're. You can't even guarantee that they're schlemmen. You know, they're horrible. So
gluten free.
I use machine oat matzah, and it's not fun either. But yeah, I use something.
Okay. Now there was an article recently.
Come from a field in Scotland. That's why it's made in Britain.
Uh-huh. So there's nothing in America, to the best of your knowledge, there's nothing that's... And there's a big thing with whole wheat. There was a whole thing, I don't remember, I was browsing online, there was a shortage of a certain type of grain, there's a certain type of I don't know what it was. They had to import from Eretz Yisrael, or in Eretz Yisrael didn't have enough. They had to import from America to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, whatever it is. But what about, I don't understand the craze with the whole wheat. What's with this whole wheat, Meshugas? Everyone's into whole wheat now. What? The whole wheat.
Because of the whole wheat.
Yeah.
That,
I can't.
You didn't have to. You didn't
eat
have to,
whole wheat. You live to 120.
No, there was less processing.
Yeah, the flour, a shav chametz, because you do less processing. You don't have to do sieving. You don't have to sift.
You don't take it out.
Take it out. So you don't have to go and move it around too much.
There's less work with it.
That's why, because it's less shash chametz, whole wheat. Well, people just like it better. It tastes better. It doesn't taste the same. I tried. It tastes to me. Can't take the difference. I can't taste the difference in the whole wheat. What?
Try eating something that tastes like dry oats.
Okay, but today, for whatever reason, it's become very popular. Today, years ago, whoever heard of whole wheat matzah? go back 20 years ago. You ever heard of holy matzah 20 years ago?
Yeah, Rosh Hashanah was always.
Always?
Always.
Yeah. Now it's in your face. Now it's
again, it was never more, they never put in more than 20-30%. So whatever you're eating,
okay, let's see. Ois beis. What's the next chumrah? Ois beis. Next chumrah is kemach, shenikvach betanur v'yachakach osen imenem matzah. Of flour that was put into the oven, that was nikla, that was burnt in the oven, the acharkach toasted in the oven. Yachach osem mimena mata safikim hu yoytze boi dechavavav. So kevan sheina boli dechimutz, because once the flour has been toasted in the oven, it can no longer turn into chametz. It's a metzias. The saying is such a metzias. It's therefore they no longer has potential. Ushmartem es hamatzes. Ushmartem es hamatzes. The connotation, there's potential. There is potential for the flour to turn into chametz. If there is no potential, then there is no din. It's not shach to make matzah. Ubeshas hatchak yoytzim bo kevin shehi mimin habol lechimitz b'shas hatchak. It's okay, even though now currently it cannot turn into chametz, but since it came from a min, from a species that can turn into chametz, it's good enough b'shas hatchak. Oyskimol matzah shemiloisha b'mei peiros b'loy mayim. Nikra, it's called matzah ashira. The ein yoytzim bo yidei chayvaso, you cannot be yoytzim the mitzvah. V'im nilusha b'mei peros v'im mayim, that's a nightmare. If you have a combination of egg and water, or mei peros and water, that's a real chash chametz. Yesh oimim, first of all, he says yesh oimim the yoytzim bo b'diavet. Some say the b'diavet you are yoytzim because it has a mixture of water. You know, they sell this the whole year round. They have now, it's very popular, what they call hamish shachalas. There are three types of challah. There's water challah, and there's egg challah, and there's a new thing which is extremely popular called hamish challah. What is hamish challah? It's a mix. It's a mix, half water, hybrid, half water and half egg. And it's very popular. I know for a fact it's extremely popular. So the same way that you want to do this when it comes to challah, you would be inclined to do the same thing when it comes to matzah. So what happens if you do have a matzah that's half egg and half water? Are you yoytze the mitzvah? So he holds, yes, some hold yeshem the yoytze ba b'diavad, v'halacha de'en yoytze ba, im yeshishim neged meperis halacha zinad yoytze, if you have 60 k'neged, rak im yeshishim k'neged meperis, unless the meperis is bottle. You have to have 60, what does it mean 60? It means 60 times water or 60 times flour, I'm not exactly sure. He holds halacha l'maisa, you have to what? 60 times more water than the meperis. So that's the command, then, alright, so he holds, but there's another bigger problem. The bigger problem is, it's going to be chametz mamish. She doesn't mention over here, at least at this moment in time, is that if you have a combination of water with meperos, some hold that it's mamish chametz.
The
meperos is exactly. So that's you're going to be yoytze. You're going to be yoytze. But he does not talk about the problem of them becoming chametz. Some hold that when you have meperos, it's chashash chametz. And certainly when you have a combination of water and meperos, that's even more of a problem that it might be chametz. We don't pass like this. We pass that egg matzo should not be eaten by an ordinary person, only for choyla and a zaken. Why? Mainly because it's a chashash chametz, according to some opinions. But over here he's talking about, let's say a person is a choyla, is a zaken, so we hold that it's not chametz, you can eat it. So he says, no, b'diavid, yes, and when you have a combination of it both together, that's at least, that's certainly going to be better. But he's not discussing the issue of a word about being chametz, chash chametz. Kehalocha dalid, matzah sh'ach afisa, bishla b'mayim, let's say you cook, you bake, after you bake the matzah, you cook it in water. You cook it, you soak it in water, you cook it in water. Ein yoytzim bo lefisha habishol mevatel tamatz. It's not called lechem. If you bake bread, and then after the baking bread you cook it, yesh bishol achar afia. And it's not called any longer bread. It's called, I don't know what it's called, matzah brei, but it's not called bread, and you need the most fundamental thing you need to be yoytze the mitzvah is lechem. You need bread, and bread by definition means it was baked in an oven. Once you go and you cook it, you have ruined it from being called bread. Let's say I didn't mamish cook it in a kli rishon. I cooked it in a kli sheni, so therefore it should be okay. No, a frying pot on top of the open fire is a kli rishon. A frying pot on an open fire is a kli rishon. But let's say I go and I take it off, I trim transfer the water from the kli rish to a kli sheni, and I soak the matzah. So you'll be tempted to say, I'm just softening it in a kli sheni, but really it's lechem that's being soaked in hot water, that's more than yatzel edispo. No, he holds over here that it's chashash, that it's not long, no called bread. Halacha, hey, zokin v'cholesh, yoytzim b'matzah, hashriya b'mayim, tsoininim. So here, as long as it's not hot, it's not called bishul, it's cold water, it's yoytze. Imlo nishreis, shah me eis le'eis, as long as it's not been 24 hours. So dafka, imlo nimucha, they're not dissolving to mush. There has to still be the tsura of lechem. V'yem yev shaloy lechel hashriya b'mayim. And you can't even do that. You can't even eat bread that's been soaked in water. Yishe b'yayin or yishe b'shar mashkin. Then use it. Then do it in wine or other liquids. U'shar kol adam. I feel b'di'evdan yoytze b'shruya. A regular healthy person is not yoytze b'shruya b'yayin or b'shar mashkin. Avu b'shruya smayim yoytze b'di'evd. B'di'evd a person, a regular healthy person, b'di'evd is yoytze if matz has been soaked in cold water. Gam yochel lefar hamatze dak dak afshehu kikemach u'mevarchen alecha hamotzi v'achilas matza. He holds. Also, you can grind the matzah meal. If you have a shmur matzah meal, he holds you can go to the mitzvah matzah. It's very bechidish. That's also called lechem, even though it's now crumbs, but it's in its original state. It's been grinded. So matzah meal, take a kazayis of matzah meal, you can be yoytze the mitzvah, and you can even make the brachas. Vav ein adam yoytze dechavasa b'matzah gezula. Go into the matzah baking factory and take over the matzah without paying for it. We have to pay the bills before koydim pesach. Kedei sheyikne oisam bekesef v'mashicha. V'mamoicha gigil adayta shein roitzelimkar be'akofa. He has revealed no credit. You're in trouble. Oz medina leikana ve'ein yoytzen bo yidei chayvasa. This is serious stuff. Aval b'sheula yoytzei medina. You borrow b'sheula. The understanding is I'm going to borrow. I'm going to pay you back. Yoytze medina, once there is an understanding that I'm going to borrow this credit, and you let me be yoytze, and I'll pay you back my chayva. It's after Pesach, then you are yoytze. Zayin. Matzah sheyesh bo isud rabbanan yoytze bo yidei chayvasa. Mishum de matzah she'ein mevach nolecha b'rchas amazin ein yoytze bo. If there is some prohibition, whatever that possibly can be, then you cannot make a bracha because it's also mid rabbanan. You don't make a bracha on an avera, and then you cannot be yoytze yidei chayvasa. You have matzah that has the taste of chametz. A new business. You have matzah that tastes like chametz. It's an ingredient that makes it taste like chametz. So now in the spirit of Pesach, he doesn't tell us what the halacha is. Ches. Matzah shenefel kodim shoshim yom lepesach. Bluya. You it's blue with chametz, but it's not no be'en. There's no chametz be'en. You make it in a non-kosher pot, a non-kosher oven.
So to walk outside of the bakery in the Pesach because you smell it.
That's different.
Not to walk past a non-kosher bakery, smell chametz. So you walk a non-kosher, that matter, walking past a non-kosher pizza store. I used to go take the bus every day in front of a non-kosher pizza store. It's delicious, delicious. every day would smell the non-kosher pizza. Ches Pesach maybe it's more chametz because chametz is also the mashu, but the whole year round it's not as chomer. Ches. Right, exactly. Cortelli, they have a non-kosher pizza store. Changed owners only 100 times, but the pizza still smells the same. Matzah shenefa koydim shloishim yom lepesach. We discussed this. Matzah was made within the last 30 days of Pesach. Nasla shem Pesach yetsa bo yidich avaso. So it's passing a kula. We mentioned, we discussed this chiddush, that if it's more than 30 days, can you do something? Can you, if it was not made l'shem matzah smitzah lo yotza. But if you make a l'shem matzah smitzah more than 30 days, then it says stanas l'shem matzah smitzah. The afilu matzah shenesham yepesach te'eshtakat. So here he says a very big chiddush. Even matzahs that were left from last year, more than 12 months. The shamram mechametz kol hashan ve'ein b'em chashash t'olam. There's no chashash of worms. Gam kein mutu lot tzitz b'midichay vatsa matzah. So we learn, I mentioned to you, the moedim zmanim, moedim l'simcha, not everyone agrees to this psak halacha. Rabbi Brown is makel. You can use matzah that's left over from last year. And I was told that some matzah baking factories indeed do this. They have leftovers, and they lock it up. They'll never tell you, and they'll sell it, and they sell it the following year. That's what it says. Halacha yud, matzah matzah that has become swollen, has rotted, as if it's become moldy, pasul, the aim yoytzen ba and you not yoytze idechay. Vasay came on shame of rach melecha hamoytzi birchas amazon rak shahakol buhu megemara matzah that's moldy no longer has its suas lechem. You no longer make a bracha hamotzi lechem in aretz, and the mele you can't make the bracha of achilas matzah either. Halacha yud matzah shaloi nefes l'shma shenis arva beroiv matzah safuyos l'shman balu beroiv matzah that's not l'shma gets mixed with matzah l'shma, it's bottle. Ve'ayin b'shut b'nyan oylam b'matzah pshuta shenis arva b'matzah shemura. Two different types of matzah. Matzah shemura that was shamur mishas, let's say ketzira, or even shamur mishas lisha, with matzah that did not involve all of the chumras of shemira. So what is halacha when it comes to taruvis, kas of sham tisham tikne la kas of sham takana la hakil echod la cherim. The takana is la hakil echod la cherim the anu toilim shapshuta nechela, that you should lachil echad lachayim, give one to someone else. I'm not sure what this means exactly. You only eat one at a time. V'yonu tolim shapshuta nechel one person should eat it before Pesach. One person should eat the matzah before Pesach. V'yonu tolim shapshuta nechel nechel v'zeh muter. We have a right to assume that if one person will eat the matzah before Pesach, the one that was eaten was the one that was pshuta, and what's left over is the shmura. Da'afilu b'meizit kevon shehas sheh hetira. Who ain't kan mishumavatl isalakatil of huva be orchaim hechodash. Okay, I'm not exactly sure the technique, but it's over here that you should basically, that before Pesach begins, one person, you should take them the suffix and eat that volume of suffix, and will have a right to halachically assume that the part that has been consumed or disposed of before Pesach is the part that's pshuta, and everything else going to be mutter, and this is not a problem of mivatl, it's isalakatil. I don't know exactly why not. Yud Aleph. Im hoitzi matzah mirushus. You don't have to bottle it? Because it already is bottled. It's a taruvis.
You sort of throw it out, or you ate it.
Okay. So it's already bottled. It's already bottled. The only thing is you don't want to go eat the entire batch, because then you're certainly eating the part that's not shmur. So you tell you the part they took out is the part that's okay. Halacha yud alif. Im hoitzi matzah mirushus harabim lirushus ayachid b'lil pesach shechal. Shechal b'Shabbos, yoytze b'yidich avosah l'chil Shabbos. Look at this here. The person, let's say the Erev would chas v'shalom be down. Right? It can happen. Every so often the Erev is down. Right? The Erev is down. And then a person forgot, he brought with him his matzah. He brought matzah from his home. He walked through a reshus harabim, and now he wants to be yoytze b'yidich avosah. So this matzah was involved in chil Shabbos. It went from a reshus ayachah to a reshus shama, vice versa. Yoytze b'yidich avosah b'vein zem mitzah mitzah. The person did the avera, but the matzah itself did not do the avera. I will give her matzah loy nases be avera. The ein doime. This is not the matzah gezula. Sheke ato shabosol yadoi kavera. Matzah gezula only came into your possession through an avera, came into your ownership. When it comes into your ownership, that's much worse than taking something which you own and transferring it from Rishus to Rishus on Shabbos. Acquiring ownership is worse than transfer. Chag Yaakov, Simtov Nadalut, Sifkad Hei, Umishnebura Sham, Be'er Halacha, V'ayim Mishu Lev Chayim, Huva Baruch HaSachayim, HaChadosh, B'mish Ofa Matzah, Smitzu Be'er Pesach, Shchal Be'er of Shabbos, V'nimshach La'afiyat Shekid. Here's a story. They were baking matzahs Erev Pesach, and they kept on going. And the time they shut down the matzah baking factory, it was already Shabbos. So it turns out that they were baking the matzahs on Shabbos. What a horror. At Shekidish Hayom, Kevin Shahayi B'Shayim, Muteris HaMatzahs, Lotzis Techavos, the big Chiddush. Even though the matzahs were baked on Shabbos Yotza, because it was a Shoygek. It's a tremendous Chiddush. Yud Beis, Matzah Shenefa B'Chamo. What about matzah that was baked in the sun? Kigoyin Ha'idei HaZchukis through a glass, Shemesagel Nitzot, Shemesh Boyer. Eino yoytzei bo yidei chayvasei matz that was baked by sunlight. Eino yoytzei bo yidei chayvasei. Okay, we will stop over here. take a short break, and then we'll do some Inyani Haggadah and some other things on Seder.